cannot be heard, you can smile when it's cloudy or fair. You can smile anytime,
time of day. On one of our busy thoroughfares, there's a very nice little lady who devotes her time to gathering up all sorts of things, getting her history, if they have any, and placing them with folks that enjoy and appreciate them. It's a sort of a antique shop. She feels that she's doing a real service and gets a lot of pleasure out of it. Well, I happened in there while transferring from a bus to a streetcar the other day. Sort of glanced around her place to see what I could learn. Well, sir, about the first thing that caught my eye was a set of plates. And a card in front of them told about their being made in Persia. And were covered in solid gold leaf. And right near to these wonderful plates was a great big silver tray or platter. You know, about a dozen things popped into my head at once. But above it all came that old expression, he wants it served to him on a silver platter. Well, I'll venture that nearly everyone listening to me has heard that expression. And from the looks of those fine plates, I would say that not only is that expression true, but some go further and want to eat off a golden plate. We've both seen and heard about people like that. There's been times in our lives when we were invited out to dinner and had our meals served on silver platters and eat off of plates that were festooned with solid gold. But bless me if I could see where it improved the taste of the victuals. It still remained a fact that I was eating roast lamb and peas and carrots. And if anyone else knew the difference, they didn't seem to be particular about it. At least, I didn't hear them tell about it.
I often think of home, Julia, when I am all alone and far away. An old refrain, Julia, for it recalls to me the bygone day. It takes me back again to meadows fair, where sunlight's golden rays beam everywhere. My childhood joys again come back to me. My mother's face in fancy do I see. It was my mother taught me how to sing. Oh, that memory my heart will cling. I've never sad and lone while on my way. As long as I can sing the Iliad. And when at last my journey
some folks who were fed off of silver platters all their lives and had silver spoons in their mouths most of the time and had fine gold plates and dishes to eat from with people to wait on them and keep their plates all filled up. But I can't see for the life of me where it gave them any sweeter disposition or made them more useful to the world or improved their looks. And I also have seen these same folks who insisted on all this palaver at home go on a hunting or a fishing trip way up in the wilds and were mighty glad to sit on the ground for a hard rock and eat from a wooden picnic plate or from their fingers and holler for more and tell you how good it tasted. No, it's not the silver platter that makes the taste. It all depends on where you are and under what circumstances as to how particular you are. I'm particular, so particular about the precious thing called love. All they ever do is tease me. There is only one who'll me. I'm particular, quite particular, want the one I'm dreaming of. From the very day I find her, I will give her all my love. I know she has a million charms, eyes of blue and loving eyes, gold, and just a tiny bit old-fashioned. I'm particular, most particular, there is only one will do. You have won my heart, that's why I'm particularly fond of you. Speaking about being particular, I know lots of ways to be particular without eating off of gold plates or being served on silver platters. I can be particular about the company I keep. I can be particular about my conversation and thoughts. I can be particular about my health and peace of mind. I can be particular about the uplifting and development of my soul. And I don't have to go tumbling along with the tumbleweeds or drift from here to there. Have you ever watched the tumbleweeds drifting around over the prairies? Every little breeze that blows sends them in a different direction. Reminds me of folks who don't know where they're going and yet want to go somewhere. And so they rush here and there wherever life promises a little excitement or change and never get any place in particular. Always drifting, drifting with the wind.
I'm tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed. Tales of the past are behind. Where to go, but I'll find just where the trail will wind, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. I know when night has gone that a new world born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along. My heart is a song. Here on the range I belong, drifting along with the tumbling
watches from above, smile down on you with all his love. Bye now.
Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Friendship's knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver lining, but beyond you'll find the blue.